can't see the clock. We ought to be there.
Everybody. Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well. Just want to thank the Lord for His many blessings and as we gather together in His name and in His house this evening. We're going to go ahead and get service started. Just welcome everybody, those that are here tonight, those that are watching on the feed. We love each and every one of you. We're really excited about what God is doing. We know He is in charge. It is His house and His world, and God has a plan, as we've heard spoken so many times, so well He's spoken. Let's all stand, if you would. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Are there any spoken prayer requests on my right side tonight? Yes, ma'am.
Y'all remember Amanda. She's got an abscess tooth and her face is out like that, so y'all remember her.
Absolutely. Any other spoken prayer requests on my right side tonight? It's here in the congregation. Yes, ma'am. Okay, absolutely. We sure will. Anyone else in the congregation? I don't want to miss anybody. Okay? Anyone up on the roster spoken?
Still several unspoken people.
Still unspoken. Absolutely. And as y'all seen in the prayer request and all the flash announcements have gone out there, a lot of prayer requests. But we know there's a lot of testimonies too. God is working. He's a mighty God that we serve. Just praise God. If you have an unspoken, if you're here, just say by the raising of your hand for those watching. Just acknowledge to God that you know that He knows your heart. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise Your holy name. Dear Lord, we thank You for Your many blessings. Lord, we thank You for allowing us to gather together in Your house and in Your name. Lord, as we come together, dear Lord, may we turn everything off that would distract us, everything that would just get in the way, dear Lord, and just put our attention and our heart just directly with You. Lord, we ask now that Your Holy Ghost, dear Lord, just have a free ring amongst us. Lord, that everyone watching this or that's here with us present would feel Your presence. Lord, we ask now that You'll just bless the teens that's in the other building, the young people, dear Lord, and as we come forward tonight, Lord, may Your word be brought forth, dear Lord. May it just be edified in Your name. Lord, we give You all that honor and glory, dear Lord, and we thank You again for knowing our needs. Lord, we praise You for being there an on-time God. And, dear Lord, we ask now that You'll bless our pastor and his family. Strengthen us, dear Lord, as we go forward in Your work. Lord, we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say,
amen,
amen, amen. Praise the Lord. While you're standing, turn tonight to page 390. There's power in the blood. Ask Miss Penny and all to kick your butts up.
Amen.
Be seated if you can. Got a couple of quick announcements and then we'll take up the evening offering. And I mentioned this last week, but to all the men with Banner Brothers, we'll be combining the November and December meeting like we normally do, getting ready for during the holiday season. I know everybody's real busy, and with all the other the sickness and the people that are not able to be with us right now, but also the t-shirts are in and I will have them with us Sunday when we come, and it'll be have them, and if when you get ready to pick them up, we'll have them available for you. So praise the Lord. I kind of like the way they turned out. Also, as we talk about the Samaritan's Purse, the shoe boxes that we do each year, the Christmas Child, and all the things that are going forward, there's so many that are helping right now. But we've got some deadlines coming up. By Wednesday the 11th, so we're actually, if you're only going to be here this coming Sunday would be the date, or the next Wednesday the 11th of November, will be the last time you could bring stuff, and then they're going to get together and pack them on the 14th, which is that Saturday. And then that Monday, I've got to take them and get them all delivered, and they'll get them boxed up. So that's the announcements I have. Are there any other announcements that we have? All right, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. As y'all know, Wednesday night offering goes for the Good Samaritans, and God continues to bless our church, bless our ministries. And let's just ask God as He will, just to always just anoint His offerings and just to multiply it. Brother Jim, if you would, please. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Knows that the battlefield's in our mind, and I'm ashamed that I took my eyes off of the true one, Jesus Christ, and I had put my eyes on man. And I about had myself in a tailspin. I asked God to forgive me for that. And I had a friend come over tonight, and I was just bouncing some stuff off of her. And she didn't even have a chance to speak. I was just, you know. And I stopped, and I thought a minute. And I mean, even at one point, the lady hugged my neck, Brother Eddie. And she was like, "It's going to be okay." And I'm like, "Where is my trust at?" I hope I'm not the only one that does this, but then again, I hope I am the only one. I had taken my eyes off of God and was actually putting it on man. Man can do this, man can do that. And how many times have we heard, do not take your eyes off of God. And I asked God, please, God, to forgive me. Because it's not that I'm worried about me. I'm worried about loved ones. And I'm thinking, well, give me one more day. One more day, maybe we can make a difference. One more day. But you know, God says He's not going to strive with man always, Brother Eddie. There's going to be a time. You know, He sees what His people is going through. And there's going to be a time that He's going to say, okay, enough is enough. And He's going to come and He's going to get His people. And the people that's not ready, that's going to be on them. Because I believe in my heart of hearts that everybody in the world that's accountable for their sins is going to hear of God one time. At least one time. And so if people... I don't know where this is coming from, y'all. Maybe I just need to hear it myself. But if people's not ready when that time comes, Smurf, then they can't blame nobody but themselves. Amen. And I ask God, please, God, forgive me for not looking to the one that saved my soul, that died on the cross, that shed His blood. That I ask every night, Lord, to wash me clean of any and all of my sins. But for a little bit, I took my eyes off of Him. They say there'll be no tears in heaven, but I could not understand. It's a place of peace and rest.
morning.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, brother. Good to see everybody tonight.
Amen.
You know? What's the old saying? Quick glance and you see them all at one time. But you know what? It's good because we may be small in numbers. Guess what? This place is full of the Spirit.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if we got one or two. It's here. So, but I want to do this old song for you. You know, the last 7 months have been so chaotic. And as I think everybody, we get to the point where we just, sometimes we're like, oh man, we just get so frustrated. We get down, you know, and it's hard to stay, keep your spirit up. It's hard, you know. And fortunately, we have one person who can really do a good job at that if we go to them and ask for it. But we got to do that. But you know, I look at it this way. No matter how bad things are, no matter how bad you feel today, no matter how disappointed you are today, there's a day coming, and it's coming. It's going to take all this away from us. It's going to take it away from us. And I tell you what, personally, sooner the better. I'm just the way it is, you know? So, all right, brother.
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go alone till the Lord comes and calls me away. Oh, yes, where the morning is so bright and the Lamb is the light, and the night is as black as the sea. Oh, yes, there'll be peace in the valley for me someday. There'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray there will be no sadness, no sorrow, no troubles I see. There will be peace in the valley for me. Well, the bear will be gentle, and the wolves will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb. Oh, yes, and the beast shall be royal by the child, by a child. And I'll be changed from this creature that I am. Oh, yes.
Sing this with me.
There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray there will be no sadness, no sorrow, no troubles I see. There will be peace in the valley for me. For me.
You know, I got to say this. We've read so many times in scriptures We've been taught since childhood that day's coming. That day's coming. Thank you, brother. We can do that one later. But, you know, that day's coming that we will see that peace in the valley. But it's hard. It's hard sometimes with what we're faced with today to think that that is going to be there. But you know what? Without that hope, boy, I don't know about you guys, but I couldn't make it every day. I mean, I couldn't do it. Because like Sister Brenda said a while ago, I mean, you know, we got to put our faith back into the Lord. That's all there is to it. We just got to put our faith back in. Not once a day, all day long. All day long. So, but anyway, with that being said, God loves us all. Amen.
Praise the Lord. The pizza man came in back there. That's what it was. He just disrupted the whole. So here I am, got a singing with pizza down there. Amen, amen. God's good, isn't he? All the time. Y'all help me sing one. That ain't the one I was wanting to sing. Well, we'll do it anyway. That's one turn. How many knows that just a little talk with Jesus makes everything all right? Let's do it in key of F. 92.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. Then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It made my heart glow, and he wrote my name above. Just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our trouble. Opportunity and a chance to talk to Jesus about it. Amen. He can calm the storms. Amen. He can just speak the word. Amen. And just cause our life to be transformed and turned around from sadness. Amen. Into gladness. Praise God. Brother Jeff, would you and Sister Michelle have one for us tonight? Feel like singing something? Praise, of course. Got anything?
Sorry, unprepared.
Unprepared? Okay. All right. Let me get you a microphone so they won't hear it.
I'm on the live stream. I want everybody to hear it.
Whatever you want me to do,
there you go.
All they'll hear is a long silence unless we get you a microphone.
Come up here. Of course,
give it to you.
You
want to
come up here? Give me some? Yes. I can't see. I can
sit inside. Amen.
Test.
I'll just do it from here. My face is already red.
I just want to thank God that I have the opportunity to be in the house of the Lord. And to be very honest with you, my flesh was like, I'm not going tonight. I'll just wait till Sunday. And thank God for kids. They're like, Mama, we got to go to church.
All right.
I said, okay. So I made it on. But I want to thank God that he saw me through the sickness of the virus. It was... It blew my mind that Chewy and I and my dad had it all at the same time. Not to sound, I don't know the right words, but I think sometimes in our walk with Christ, we rely too much on our flesh, and we might get a little arrogant and a little, that is not going to happen to me. And just to be honest, that was me. I was like, oh, that ain't going to happen to me. I even said, I've worked with kids all my life. I could probably lick the floor and be okay. But God had another plan. He had another plan that I did not see coming. And I'm so thankful for it. I'm very thankful that I'm well, and I am 100% well. I have
Praise
nothing
God.
Wrong with me. Thank
Glory.
You, Jesus. And I'm so thankful for that, and I'm thankful that Chewy is much, much better. He's not in the hospital, and my dad, too. Of course, Dad being his age, he's still struggling a little bit, keeping his breath. So keep him in prayer. But God is so good. I want to say that I don't even know how to put it into words how I feel. I am so thankful for that experience.
Yes.
I can remember being downstairs because we all tried to separate so the kids wouldn't get it. And I can remember hearing my kids pray. And I thought, thank
Praise
you,
God.
Jesus. Out of all the things in my life I have done wrong, thank you that I've done something right, that I have pointed them to you. Because, guys, we are living in a time where our children need to know Jesus.
Amen.
It is so, we're in a desperate time. I'm not worried because I know who holds my future.
Yes.
I'm not worried because I know any moment that eastern sky can split and I'm going home.
Yes.
And I know that my family's going home and I'm thankful for that. But there are so many lost souls. Just today at our house, there was a man who lives down the road from us. And he rides his bike, and he goes to the store to get his drink. And he had an accident, and we were worried, and I was worried. And Chewy was like, we're just going to call the police. And I was like, that probably is the right thing to do. But you know what? I'm just going to pray. Because I used to be that man. I used to be an old drunk. And I thank God that he reached his hand down, and he changed my life.
Praise
and
God.
We have
Amen.
Got to start feeling that way for others. We cannot be afraid to reach out to the dirty sinner. We cannot be afraid. We Amen. Cannot keep the church just in these four walls. I mean, I just know that God is working on us. I wish I could just put my heart out so you could see what he showed me during my sickness. I'm so thankful.
Praise God.
I'm so thankful that I know him. And I don't care what they do. I don't care what happens in this future. I am never going to deny Jesus Christ
Amen.
As the one and only way. And I'm so thankful for what he's done for me. And I'm thankful for what he's doing now, because there's got to be a great plan even for our country right now. We cannot look down and we cannot get worried. We need to get down. We need to get down on our knees. And we need to get spirit-filled. Brother Eddie, your messages lately, I've been shouting at home. I've been dancing in the living room. And I'm just like, Lord, we've got to have that. We've got to have that here. We've got to be spiritual. I want to be so filled with the Spirit, when I walk past somebody, they feel it.
Amen.
And I don't want that for me. I do not like attention. But there, he's doing something in me that I just cannot be quiet about.
Praise
it.
God.
And I'm so thankful, and I'm thankful to be here tonight. And I'm just, I don't even know the words to say. And I really want to say thank you. Because so many of you called, texted, sent stuff, sent food. The amount of love that we got from this church and even from friends and family, it blew my mind. And sometimes I think you just need a check to know just what people think of you.
Amen.
And so I'm thankful. Thank you.
Praise God. Amen. Well, it's joy unspeakable, full of glory.
Amen. There's a song that says, I've got a feeling everything's going to be all right. So I've got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Now, let me tell you, things can be all wrong around us. Amen. But it can still be all right with us. Amen. Because greater is He that's inside here, living in us, than any obstacle or situation that we have to face out there in the world. It is so good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Good to see you with us. Amen. We appreciate you being here. Hope and pray that God will just continue to bless you and anoint you. And He will. Amen. If we'll just operate in faith and just give Him an opportunity. Preacher one time preached a message, just let God be God. He doesn't need my opinion. He doesn't need my help. All He asks for is my faith. If I put my faith in God, amen, He will make a way, even when there seemeth not a way. If you have your Bibles tonight, go with us to the book of 1 Peter. In the very first chapter of the book of 1 Peter, I'll bring a message tonight that the Lord has laid upon our heart. I'm so thankful that God still speaks to us. Amen. Even in times, amen, when seemingly we don't know which direction to turn, we can always find peace, amen, and strength in the Word of God. Reading from the first chapter of the book of 1 Peter, in verse number 3, and thank you for standing for the reading of God's Word. The writer says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope." Say that with me tonight. A lively hope. "By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." Can we pray? Dear gracious Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for Your anointing, for Your power, for Your blessing, God, for Your safekeeping. For those who have gathered here tonight, God, on this Wednesday night, Father, I pray that You would open up that window of heaven, pour out an anointing and a blessing, God, upon each and every one here. Those who are listening or viewing by live stream tonight, Father, we pray that You would touch them in their homes. God, if they're sick, I pray, God, for Your healing power. God, if they're lost and undone tonight, God, I pray, Lord, that You would forgive them, bring them to an altar of repentance, God, before it's everlasting too late. We ask, God, Your mercy now, Your grace, God, that You'll just anoint these lips of clay tonight. God, is nothing more than a vessel and an oracle, God, that the Holy Spirit might speak to us tonight, that we'll be submissive and obedient to Your will and to Your word, and we'll be so grateful and so thankful. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for standing. You may be seated tonight in the house of the Lord. If I had a hope to, or if I had a message tonight or a message title, it would be "Ever Living Hope." There are several key phrases in this particular scripture. In fact, the whole chapter that the Apostle Peter is writing, and I find it encouraging. Mainly, the topic is about grace of God and salvation. How many is thankful for salvation? How many knows it didn't come by man, it didn't come by government, but it came by the blood of Jesus Christ? Amen. That's the one thing that is undeniable and unmistakable, that there is redemption in no other name except the blessed blood of Jesus Christ. And he is addressing that, and he's also addressing something I believe that maybe the church might have been facing something like the world is facing today. Maybe the church had looked around and things around them maybe looked hopeless. If you've ever used that phrase, you need to strike it from your vocabulary. Can I say that again? If, in fact, a child of God, a born-again Christian, blood-washed, amen, by the precious Holy Ghost, if you've ever used that word hopeless, you need to strike it from your vocabulary. Because if it may seem hopeless in the world, it is never hopeless in the power of God, amen, and the fellowship with Him, and knowing that all things are possible to him that believeth. God can do the things that are impossible with man. So it's never hopeless as long as we have that relationship with the Lord and know without a doubt that God is able to take care of any need and situation in our life. And he talks about that. And the key word that I'm looking at is a lively hope in the third verse. Peter says, first of all, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy," we could speak for weeks on end about the abundant mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful, Sister Jennifer sings a song, that mercy stepped in. I'm so thankful that mercy stepped in. Amen. When I was lost and undone, and when there seemingly was no hope in my life, amen, Jesus' Spirit touched me and His mercy stepped in, and His abundant grace was there for me. And Peter here is reassuring and reminding the church that we always need to be thankful for the abundant mercy. And then he uses this term, unto a lively hope. Now the Hebrew definition of that goes this way, unto a ever-living hope. Now if you would agree with me tonight, if something is ever-living, then it is not dead, nor is it going to die. Our hope should never die. Our hope should never be and lying in a dormant state. Amen. Regardless of what's going on around us, regardless of what we face, regardless of walking into the doctor's office and the doctor doesn't have any good news, we should never walk out and say, oh, it's a hopeless situation. Because as long as we serve an almighty God who I believe is able to do all things, I don't believe that there's anything impossible with God. I preach that. I believe that. I will, to my dying day, I will believe that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever even ask or think. That's His word. Amen. And I hold that word, amen, true to my heart, and I bank on that word every day of my life. Because there's a lot of things that I can't do. There's a lot of things that I can think of that I could never, ever be able to function in this life. But if I release them and turn them over to God, amen, He takes those impossibilities and He makes them possible. So I'm thankful for that. But that lively hope, or that ever-living hope, is something that we can have. Now, what will we do with that ever-living hope? Will we only use it temporarily? Will we only use it in certain situations? If we are, we're not taking full advantage of that ever-living hope that we have. An ever-living hope is something that, regardless of what's going on in the world, we have the hope in Jesus Christ. Amen. That's where my hope lies. My hope does not lie in man. My hope does not lie in the situations that I face. My hope doesn't even lie in my ability to do things, because I am nothing without God. But I do know that with Christ, all things are possible. So my hope is ever living. It's always alive. It's always flourishing. It's always abundant in my life, regardless of what I'm going through. But here's where my ever living hope stands. And the Apostle Peter brought that out. And we go on to say, unto a lively hope, or an ever living hope, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. How many would agree with me tonight that not only Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, but He is a resurrection Savior today? He rose from the dead. He came forth out of the tomb. I believe just as much as the Bible depicts the death of Jesus Christ, it also tells us about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He came forth victorious over death, hell, and the grave. That's where my hope lies. That's where my hope thrives, is in the fact of knowing that we serve a risen Savior. He's not in a tomb somewhere. In fact, because of the Comforter, the Spirit that He has left back with us, I believe He's ever living and He's ever present with us right now. The Bible talks about omnipresent, amen, meaning everywhere the Spirit of God is. So we have an ever-living hope that whatever we face, that the Lord Jesus Christ will be with us. But here's where our hope lies. It lies in an inheritance. How many here tonight is counting on an inheritance from somebody? Nobody? Well, that's good. If it happens, that's great. But if it doesn't, don't be upset. Because, you know, in this life, you know, very few people receive a great big inheritance. My mother used to have a saying, when my rich uncle dies, and I had never met him. In fact, I didn't even know we had a rich uncle. And finally, mother told me, she said, that's just a saying. That's just a saying. So my bubble was bursted, because I thought all of this time we was going to run into a lot of money when her rich uncle died. It never came to fruition, because she never had a rich uncle. So many, many people here on this world, even Christians, are putting their faith and hope in an inheritance, or in something that is going to be tangible in this earth, meaning it's going to be temporal. It's going to pass away. Regardless of whatever amount of money you have, regardless of whatever you've been laid aside, whatever plot of money or fortune or fame or land or holdings or whatever that, you're not going to take them with you because we won't need them where we're going. Amen. Everything that we're ever going to have need of has already been prepared for us in heaven. Jesus Himself has gone away to prepare it that where He is, we may be also. But our hope, Peter says, is in that inheritance. And what kind of hope is it? Ever living, never dying, never fading, never pushed aside. Like, in other words, do I have to think about it? Do I have to wonder about it? No, it's ever living. It's alive. And how we keep it alive is when we glorify and praise the Lord. Like Sister Jessica said, she said, you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if the Lord came back in the eastern sky. But that's all right, because that's where my hope is. Amen. That's where my inheritance is. That's where the Lord is going away. And I'm going to be there with Him. That's my reward. That's my inheritance. And it is ever living hope. Ever living, never dying, never fading away, regardless of circumstance, regardless of affliction, regardless of situations that may come my way. It's not going to affect the hope that I have, because my hope is not in my ability. My hope is not in my talent. My hope is not in my intellect. My hope stands in the inheritance that Jesus Christ has promised to those who have received Him, been blood bought, washed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Come through an altar of repentance, gave their life to Jesus, filled with the beautiful Holy Ghost, the Comforter that Jesus Christ Himself said, I'll send back in my name. So He goes on to say, and this is very, very important to us, it is an incorruptible inheritance. An incorruptible inheritance. My mother did talk about a grandparent who did not trust banks. And he was a fairly wealthy, in that day and hour, person with cotton and land. And he took his money and he put it in coffee cans. They weren't the plastic Folger coffee cans that we see today. They were the metal coffee cans. I'm talking about an older generation. But they had the top on it. And that's where he buried his money on the property. Time went on. Things went bad. He lost a lot. Almost everything that he had. And unfortunately, he lost his health and he lost his memory. And basically, he was put in an asylum and never told anybody where he buried the money. Some folks thought that maybe some people found it later on in years. But my whole point of saying that, what was so precious to him, what was his inheritance, what he was planning to retire, live on, pass on to his generation, did him absolutely no good because he put his faith in something that he could feel, something that was tangible, a material thing, and buried it somewhere, and it didn't do anybody any good unless somebody maybe found it years and years later. But the Bible tells us in the book of Matthew, chapter number 6, beginning with verse number 19. These are the words of Jesus. Now, Peter tells us about our ever-living hope. Go back, because Peter walked with Jesus. Jesus told us this in the 6th chapter of the book of St. Matthew, beginning with verse number 19. It was a warning. He said, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth. Why? Where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth, nor rust, nor corrupt, and where thieves do not break through, nor steal. And then he says a very profound statement in verse number 21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And many years after here Peter's talking to the church, after Jesus had already ascended into the heavens, and he's reminding us to an inheritance, not what you've been able to gain here in this earth, not what material things you've laid aside, but how is it with your treasures here, your spiritual treasures? Have you invested those in heaven? In other words, are you worshiping God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and body? Are you giving to Him of your time, of your talent? Are you believing in Him? Are you trusting in Him? Are you living for Him? Do you know Him intimately? Have you invited him into your soul and into your life as both Lord and Savior? And if you do, then you're not worried about the inheritance here or the material things here, but you're worried about what is in heaven. You're laying up your treasures in heaven, where rust and corruption and all never touches it. Amen? And where it cannot be stolen by thieves. So Peter is reminding us, your lively hope here, or your ever-living hope here, is in an inheritance which is incorruptible and undefiled. No rust, no tarnish, no old thing about it. It's undefiled, and that fadeth not away. It's there for us, reserved in heaven for you. That's where our lively hope is. That's where our ever-living hope is, in what Jesus Christ has done for us and promised us that where he is, we might be also. Then he says, who are kept. The word kept here is very, very important to being able to understand where our ever-living hope is. Our ever-living hope is in our inheritance. And it's very, 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 very instrumental and almost mandatory that we understand what the word kept here when we assign it to the rest of the scripture. He says, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. What is kept? Our inheritance. What God has already allowed us to by faith, know what we're going to have when we get to heaven. I don't know what it's going to look like. I know the Bible gives some type of description, but it also says, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things that the Lord has prepared for them. It's going to be beyond our ability to even fathom or comprehend the greatness and the wonderfulness of heaven, I believe, with all of my heart. It's going to be beyond any of our imaginations. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be great. Everything about it is going to be perfect. But it's going to be a wonderful inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away. Reserved, what does that mean? Man, you got a spot there. You ever gone to a restaurant and they have a seat reserved for you? I don't think they do that at McDonald's, but some of the high-end places. You have a reservation there. And the little guy with the tuxedo stands, do you have a reservation? Well, yes, I do have a reservation. Amen. Isn't it going to be wonderful when Jesus opens up the door and says, come on in, that good and faithful servant. I have a place reserved for you, a wonderful inheritance. You know what? At that point, you're going to forget every headache. You're going to forget every problem. You're going to forget every tear. You're going to forget every sadness. There'll be no more sorrow, no sickness, no death. All of that is going to be gone away. Nothing's going to be out there except glory, joy and gladness forever and ever and ever. My, my, my. No wonder they call it heaven. But he also says, who are kept. Now, it goes into great detail here when you look at the Hebrew. Kept means protect. It was actually a military term. You know, a lot of the Bible that was written there in the Greek and Hebrew, they used terms that the military used. And when they was kept, basically, many remember when Paul and Silas were in prison and they were kept, you know, by the guard. It meant basically that they were protected, shielded, guarded, and preserved. In other words, nobody could get to him. You know, it kept everything out except the Spirit of God. Somebody ought to shout. Amen. Yeah, it kept everything else out except the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God came in there when they began to sing and preach or pray unto the Lord and sing praises, and the Spirit of God came in. And it was so powerful that it just loosed the shackles that had them bound. Glory to God. That's a wonderful testimony right there. But it says, who are kept? In other words, who are protected? Who are shielded? Who are guarded? And who are preserved? How? By the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Man, in the last time, whether that be by the grave, whether that be by the catching away of the saints, regardless, amen, we still have an inheritance, undefiled, incorruptible, and fadeth not away in the heavens. Kept. What is kept? So many times we talk about the keeping power of God. And he does. He does keep us. There's a song. Somebody kind of finally realized what it was talking about, because they said, what he doesn't keep you from, he'll keep you through. And sometimes we as Christians don't understand that sometimes, because we want him to keep us from. But that's not really what the Apostle Peter here is talking about. He's not talking about, because the reason we know that is because later on he begins to talk about the sufferings of the church. And he talks about those that suffer as Christ suffered. So we know that Peter is not necessarily talking about here keeping us from suffering, keeping us from troubles, or keeping us from trials, but he will keep us through the suffering, he will keep us through the trials, and he will keep us through the problems. If you believe that, give the Lord praise in the house tonight. Has he ever kept you through the problems, through the trials, and through the afflictions? But what he is keeping is that reservation in heaven. What he is keeping, what he is guarding, what he is protecting, what he is shielding, and what he is preserving is that inheritance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That wonderful place. Amen. That he is reserved for us in heaven, that where he is, we may be also. Many people talk about, and they try to project about what heaven's going to be. And, you know, I don't really worry about it because I know it's going to be perfect. But the thing that's going to make it perfect to me is because Jesus is going to be there. And people talk about meeting their loved ones, and that's wonderful. I mean, certainly we all have loved ones that are gone. And you know, when we say goodbye to them, we don't really say goodbye. We just say we'll part for a little while. Amen, because I'll see you over yonder. I'll meet you in the morning. And I hope to do that. I got a lot of my family, a lot of friends, a lot of the saints of God that built this church, from the little church that we have in the back to what it is at this present day, have already gone home to their glorious reward. And I look forward to seeing that. But what's going to make heaven so great to me is to kneel down at the feet of Jesus Christ and thank him for what he has kept me from, what he has kept me through, amen, and giving me a glorious inheritance, one that is undefiled, one that is uncorruptible, and one that fadeth not away. I just want to thank him. It's going to take me an eternity to thank him for the glorious place that he has prepared for me. And not only the place, just the fellowship. Amen. Just to be near the Lord Jesus Christ and to thank him for ages and ages and ages, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Now, he goes on to say here, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. See, he's not telling us that God is going to keep us from those manifold temptations. That lively hope, or that ever-living hope, is in the inheritance that we have. Not from necessarily keeping us from the problems and trials and situations and things that happen in this world. We will be saddened. You can be a Christian and be saddened by the things that are happening in the world. If it doesn't affect you, you're probably not human. Things will affect you. But it never, ever should dull the fact that our ever-living hope is in Christ Jesus. Amen? That's where my hope lies. You know, I'm expecting, if the Lord delays his coming, the sun to come up in the morning. And what a blessing that's going to be. Amen? I'm expecting, if the Lord give me strength, to be able to get up in the morning and stand my feet on a solid ground and say, thank you, Lord, for another day. If he doesn't, if he chooses to take me home, as the song says, I'm a winner either way. Amen? If he sees to let me stay here, I'm a winner. If he takes me home to glory, I'm certainly a winner. Amen, because I'm going to receive that glorious inheritance, and I live and I operate and by faith in that ever-living hope. Let me never, ever forget the hope that is within me. My hope is in God. My hope is in his mercy. My hope is in his promises. Amen. And if we have that ever-living hope, then we should never, ever have a hopeless day or a hopeless situation or a hopeless trial or anything that affects our physical body in any way, because it could still affect our body and not touch our soul. Praise God. If we keep that guarded with the power of the Holy Ghost that God has given us, he told us, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Thank God for that power and that ability, amen, to rest in the loving arms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless you tonight. I love you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for coming out on a Wednesday night. And I pray that this message of ever-living hope
will be a blessing to you. If you have the opportunity, read the entire chapter of Peter. Again, one that walked with Christ, one that witnessed the very miracles that Jesus himself performed when he walked on this earth. Peter himself once grew cold. Amen? You know, he promised the Lord, said, I won't ever deny you. And Jesus told him, yeah, you will. You'll deny me three times before the cock crows. No, not me, Lord, not me. I got that ever-living hope. Lord, I'm going to be with you. I'm the one, remember, that drew my sword and cut off Malchus's ear, you know, Lord. I'm the one. But he realized, you know, when that, what they say, the rubber met the road, he realized and he had fear for his body, and he denied that he even knew Christ. Not once, not twice, but three times. And he remembered what Jesus said, and he went and wept and repented. Thank God that he did repent. But you know what? That lets me know that my strength is not in my flesh. That's the weakest thing there is about me. My strength is in the Spirit of the Lord that lives within me. Amen. God bless you. Would you stand tonight? If you have a need, please understand that we'll pray with you tonight. We'll pray for you. I know that there's several of our congregation who are still sick and suffering. And certainly we miss them, and we'll be praying for them that God would continue to bless them and sustain them. And we're so thankful for Sister Jessica's testimony about God taking care of her family through that sickness. And what a great word of testimony that is. But if no one has a prayer request tonight, Brother Jim, would you come and dismiss us with a word of prayer? May God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Hope to see you Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, looking for a great outpouring of the Lord. Not only that, but Saturday they are having the singing here. Is that right, Sister Penny? Sister Wendy, the singing is going to be here in the... Oh, it's going to be in the Curtis Center. And that's at 1 o'clock? Okay. 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 The benefit, again, for the benefit of those who are listening by live stream, this Saturday beginning at 10 o'clock, there will be several festivities beginning with a motorcycle ride for the benefit of the children in Appalachia, West Virginia, in the Appalachia area that the church and Sister Wendy's ministry has reached out to years before. It's a wonderful, wonderful benefit for those. And there will be lunch served here, and there will be a singing featuring the servers and some of the local talent, Brother Jeff, Sister Tabitha, some of the other local singers. So come, support it, be a part of it for a great time in the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Come and dismiss us with you.
Praise the Lord. Let's give God a hand clap of praise this evening. Just praise God. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. And let's keep all the activities Saturday. It's for a wonderful cause. Let's keep them in our prayer. And if there's a way we can participate or help with any way for that ministry Saturday, and also all the other ministries that are going forth, the shoeboxes and all the other things that are going out, our food closet. As you know, it's always a need. So if you have an opportunity, please help one of the ministries. Just mainly keep them in prayer. God's already blessing so many times. All righty, with this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to gather in your house and in your mighty name. Dear Lord, your word is powerful. Lord, your word is soothing. Your word is directing. And Lord, thank you for this timely message you've allowed us to hear. Lord, whether it be now live or at a later date, Lord, we ask, dear Lord, for every prayer request, every need you've already touched. And Lord, if there's any of them that are watching on the feed that have a need, dear Lord, if they'll just, you know, their situation. And Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Have a great rest of the weekend. Rest of the week.